First, I had to go back to my laboratory and put all my equipment away. This was not a pleasant job. I had to touch all the tools that I now hated. So the next day I opened the door. I cleaned and put away the chemistry equipment. The half-finished monster lay in pieces on the floor. I did not want the local people to discover the body, so I put the pieces into a bag with a lot of stones. I decided to throw the bag into the sea. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I got in a boat and sailed a few miles out. It was very dark, and I threw my bag into the water. Nobody saw me. I enjoyed sailing on the water. I decided not to return immediately. I lay in the bottom of the boat and soon fell asleep. I do not know how long I was asleep, but the sun was high in the sky when I woke up. The wind was in the northeast. I was far away from the island. But I did not know which way to sail the boat. I was lost on the water, and I was very thirsty. I imagined my death at sea. I thought of the unhappiness of Elizabeth, of my father, and of Henry. "Monster!" I cried. "You will have your revenge." The boat continued to move for a few more hours. I was very tired and frightened. I did not know where I was going. Suddenly, I saw some land. I cried with happiness. When I came nearer to the coast, I saw some ships. There was a town near the beach. I was tired and dirty and untidy, but I had money with me. I could buy some food and drink. I arrived at the coast and got out of my small boat. A crowd of people were waiting for me. I spoke to them in English. "Good friends," I asked, "please can you tell me where I am? What is the name of this town?"
"You will know that very soon," replied a man with a deep voice. "But you will not like it here. You will not sleep in a hotel tonight. I can tell you that."
"Why are you so rude?" I asked.
"We do not like criminals in Ireland," said the man.
More people arrived. They looked at me strangely.
"You must come to Mr. Kerwin's," said another man.
"Who is Mr. Kerwin?" I asked.
"A man was found dead here last night." "I am arresting you," the man said, "for murder."